Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. It is Tuesday, the 7th of June, 2022. Dom Knight and Charles Firth with you. And Charles, so much big news from the Chaser Report. This is our last week of doing the show in studio. From next week, it moves to the pub, to the Harold Park Hotel on Tuesday night. We're doing at least 4 weeks of shows Tuesday nights at the Harold Park Hotel in Glebe, Sydney.
And I'm wistful.
You're wistful.
I'm wistful. We've done this show in the studio here for a year. We've been through so much together. We went through that long lockdown where we all had to be at home.
Yeah, we had COVID.
We all got COVID.
There were interns.
Yes. And now that's all gone. We're going to be in front of a live audience. We're going to be having to get drunk.
With beer on tap in the room. There are actually beer taps a few metres from where we're doing the show.
Yeah, and people can buy tickets to this event for just $10 if they go to chaser.com.au.
And in fact, that's a much better way to do the podcast. In fact, we've fucked it by doing it in the studio for the past year. I guess legally we had to at one point.
Yes, what we've done is we've now created a format that if a pandemic ever happens again, we will be ruined.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
So we've got to enjoy it while it lasts. Until the next pandemic,
It
enables us to combine several things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Doing the podcast, catching up with old friends, and drinking all in the one space.
And making people pay $10 to come and watch us do all that.
Yes, come and pay $10 to watch something that goes out for free. Have we thought this through, Charles?
No, well, this is the other part of the whole cunning plan, which is we've now introduced a Chaser Plus premium podcast, which is from next week. Every Friday, there will be a subscriber-only episode, which will cost $9 a month to subscribe to. And the first series of this special Chaser Report podcast is called Drunk Q&A.
That's right.
And the idea is that we will do the whole shows and then we'll have a big drinks break and everyone will get incredibly slammed. And then we will take questions from the audience.
So anything could really happen, and the only way to listen to it is if you pay the $9 a month. Mm. There's also a $7 a month tier just for no ads, which I know people have been asking for that for a while.
Yes.
But the $9 one gets you the extra episodes. So there'll be four regular episodes a week and then a fifth one, subscriber only, very loose and probably career-ending each week, I think.
I love how that's how we're going to make our money. We're going to risk our career.
Yeah, we're going to charge a very small amount of money to destroy our careers. I think it's fine.
Coming up on the show, I've got a little bit of a catastrophe that I have to deal with and I need Dom's help on.
Whereas I have some audio of the most awkward conversation I've ever heard, and no, I'm not part of it. Before that, though, please enjoy this ad, which you wouldn't have to listen to if you subscribe to the ad-free
Are you going to still be able to hear the throws to the ad, though? Because they're my favourite part of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we'll keep those bits in. Those bits are gold. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
Now, Charles, yesterday with Grace, we were talking about the Royal Jubilee. And there's one aspect of it, though, that we didn't discuss, which is the thing that's won the most praise of all of the aspects of the Jubilee, all the things that the Queen did probably in 70 years.
I am.
The most praise she has ever received
is
for the 1.5 minute long comedy sketch she did with Paddington Bear. Did you see this?
No, I didn't actually.
As a way of celebrating the Queen being around for so long, they forced a 96-year-old woman to act alongside a digital teddy bear.
For a minute and a half.
I mean, the last time she did a cameo was alongside Daniel Craig for the Olympics. She got to hang out with hot James Bond. Now she's hanging out with a teddy bear who wasn't even physically present in the palace alongside her.
Well, that's probably good for COVID. But, I mean, a minute and a half, that's probably the longest she's ever worked in her life.
I mean, the thing is, though, Charles, they had all this budget. They had a CGI budget, this Hollywood version of Paddington Bear came in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Paddington Bear 2 is possibly the best movie ever.
I know people love the Paddington movies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why is it that the scene with the Queen in Paddington is the most stilted and awkward conversation ever had. I imagine that when Prince Andrew rang up and said, "Mummy, I've done a terrible thing,"
yes,
that was less awkward than this conversation. Have a listen to how it starts.
"Thank you for having me. I do hope you're having a lovely jubilee.
Tea?"
What? That's not a conversation. She didn't even answer the question.
Oh, dear.
All she said was tea.
But you'd think that it would be scripted.
"I hope you're having a lovely jubilee." And the Queen's just like, "Fuck you, teddy bear. Just drink your tea."
Yeah.
And then the joke is, oh, Paddington Bear doesn't know how to, you know, behave with the Queen. Right. So he gets the teapot, puts it in his mouth and just drinks the entire pot down straight out of the teapot.
Right.
Which is just, I felt sorry for Paddington Bear. He didn't know how to behave. He hadn't been briefed.
No.
And it's supposed to be funny, the awkwardness of a beloved children's character.
Yes. They should have just got Louis to do it.
Yeah, but Louis also doesn't know how to behave. And then, okay, so they're trying to hit the big comedy beats.
Yes.
Right. And I must say, I did think they very beautifully depicted the heights of British cuisine. I mean, I'm British. You're British, I presume.
Yes.
This is as good as British cuisine ever gets.
"Perhaps you would like a marmalade sandwich. I always keep one for emergencies."
"So do I. I keep mine in here."
And it's a handbag. Her revelation is the Queen has a marmalade sandwich in her handbag. I'm sure that's true, but most of the things in the handbag are gin. Come on. We could have been honest about that, couldn't we?
Yeah. Can you get alcoholic marmalade?
You can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can. And I'm sure she does. There's barely anything to this conversation. That's basically it. Paddington sort of fucks up and squirts an eclair onto the face of the footman, which is good work, admittedly. It's a little bit of clowning.
Do you think there's a problem, though? Can I just be, just in fairness to the Queen?
Yes.
Which I don't generally believe in. But in fairness to the Queen, imagine being the director of that scene, right? How do you direct the Queen? Like, how do you say to her, "You totally fucked that line. Can you do it again, but this time, you know, with more..." you can't instruct the Queen, can you?
I mean, yes, look interested, Mum.
Yeah, because you're under constant threat of being beheaded.
But there are a few takeaway shots. So there are a few, reaction shots from the Queen where she looks happy that the bear's done something entertaining.
Right, okay.
And it just made me think the Queen, actually, you'd think, would be an amazing actor. Can you imagine for 70 years... She's had to go to various events.
And pretend
to be interested in them.
Yes.
She's had to, like, Prince Philip's made all these terrible jokes and she's had to pretend that they weren't funny.
Funny, yes.
Which some of them, let's face it, were quite funny. Very inappropriate, but funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's now having to act as though she's talking to a digital teddy bear.
Maybe the problem is that Paddington Bear wasn't nearly racist enough for her sense of humour.
That might be. Maybe that if he'd said more inappropriate things.
Prince Philip-style quips about Indians.
Well, there weren't any quips at all. And then all we have at the end, this very pointless and brief interaction between Paddington Bear and Her Majesty.
Yes.
This is the really awkward bit, Charles. Have a listen. So there's the crowd roaring.
"The party is about to start, Your Majesty. Happy Jubilee, Mum. And thank you for everything."
"That's very kind."
She didn't sound like she felt that was very kind. But anyway, so the point was, Charles, that was meant to be screened during the big party, right? And it was screened at the start of the big party. The roar of the crowd was meant to be there. The Queen was supposed to be inside the palace as though she just had tea with Paddington and come out on the balcony, just like at the Olympics.
Yes.
There was a thing about her, like, in the sky, whatever, and then she supposedly parachutes down and then there she is.
It's a clever segue, dressed in the same outfit.
Yes, in the same outfit.
Yes.
She wasn't there, Charles.
Oh.
She was in Windsor Castle. She's in a completely different postcode because she wasn't up, she wasn't well enough.
I think that there's something to be said that the Queen's a bit lazy, isn't it? I mean, you'd think...
All that build-up.
Yes.
They made a CGI fucking teddy bear to set the scene for her to come out on the balcony.
The least she could do was turn up.
They put up in the fake roars of the crowd.
Yes.
And then nothing. They didn't even bring Paddington out to have a bit of a wave.
You know what? They've got to sack the Queen. Resign.
She's 96 years old. She should have given it up 20 years ago.
Yes. But then...
Then we would have had a Prince Charles. I mean, I can see why she didn't, can't you?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. More news, less often.
So, Dom.
Yes.
I've got a little bit of a major problem.
A little bit of a major problem. Okay, yeah. Sure.
Over the weekend, might have had a few glasses of wine.
Right, just warming up for the sealed section, drunk Q&A.
And on Sunday morning, Peter Dutton announced that his shadow treasurer was going to be Angus Taylor.
He did.
Right. Mm. And so, and I found out about this on Sunday afternoon. And as you will recall, Angus Taylor, he's the guy who did that water deal for $80 million and he'd set up a company in the Cayman Islands and suddenly that company got paid $80 million for a whole lot of water by Barnaby Joyce for water that didn't actually exist. Do you remember all that sort of thing?
Are you sure this bit shouldn't be in the $9 a month defamatory yeah, bit of the right. podcast?
And also Angus Taylor's the other one who, remember he claimed that Clover Moore had all these amazing travel expenses all around the world. And then it turned out that the document that he was referring to was a forged document.
It can happen to anyone.
Yeah. Probably most famously, or at least to me, most hilariously, is the time that Angus Taylor, this is now the shadow treasurer of Australia, got on social media, posted an announcement under his own name about some achievement that had happened, and then underneath it had risen, still in his own Angus Taylor account, "Well done, great work, fantastic job, Angus." Because he'd forgotten to switch to
his a sock puppet account.
Fake other account, right. And so what I did is I went onto my Twitter account and I changed my name to Angus Taylor and then tweeted out, "Fantastic, great work, well done, Angus," as my tweet. And it got lots of retweets and everyone was laughing at it, you know, thousands of people liking it. And then I woke up this morning and I've been banned from Twitter permanently.
Really?
Yes. Your account is permanently suspended.
No way. So hang on. Yes. So you replied to his announcement as Shadow Treasurer.
No, I just said, I didn't even reply to him. I just put it out there because it was really fun. Like everyone knows that that's an Angus Taylor reference.
That's a parody joke.
And my point is I didn't change my bio to be something like my bio says publisher of The Chaser. Like I wasn't pretending to be Angus Taylor except for the name and
Charles
photo.
Said. Yeah. Said. It now says Charles Firth, no image account suspended.
Yes. Permanently
that's
suspended.
That's awful.
I know. Although the funny thing is that moments after I found myself to be permanently suspended from Twitter, the air seemed a little fresher. And
hang
the
on a
sky
second.
Seemed a little brighter. The flowers smelt a little more pungent. I think that I've just discovered, you know how, you know, your doctor or and your psychiatrist.
You take a break from an obsessive habit.
Just stop on the social media the whole time. And now I've been forced to do that. I think I've never been happier, Dom.
You're free.
I'm free.
You're finally free.
Of this fucking Twitter account.
Well done, Charles. Great job.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think that we need to launch some sort of campaign to get my Twitter account back because over the weekend I used it to announce that the Chaser newspaper is coming back, which it is. It had an enormous response. And I was actually thinking to myself shortly before I changed my name to Angus Taylor – how useful it was to have, you know,
To be able to announce things.
I now can't.
Well, yes, I didn't bother doing my own tweet about the Chaser newspaper coming back, which is very exciting, by the way. This is a thing that we're doing. We're doing a 100th edition of the Chaser newspaper. After all these years, we closed down in 2004, so what, 18 years ago, and it's finally coming back just for one edition only, and you can order it on the Chaser website, by the way.
Yes.
But anyway, the point is, so I just retweeted you.
Yes.
I just shared your tweet. Yes. And said, "This is really exciting, you know, stay tuned." And now that's failed because it's just a banned tweet.
Yes.
You and Donald Trump are in the same category.
Yes, exactly. I think I'm going to start my own, he started Truth Social. I'm going to start Firth Social.
Firth Social.
Yeah.
Where everyone can just like post a Firth.
And the only rule is that you've got to be me to be on the social media network.
But this is a bit of a worry. Do we need a hashtag to try and get justice?
Yes, we need, you know, what should it be? Justice Firth.
What about Great Job Firth?
Yeah, great job. Well done. Fantastic work, Firth. Yeah.
Oh, this is a problem. So everyone needs to tweet Twitter AU saying, yeah, I think a terrible miscarriage of justice has been done.
Bring back Charles Firth.
Bring back Charles Firth. I just would advise anyone wanting to make that point, probably don't change your name to Charles Firth, because that seems to be being frowned on. I mean, how many times has the Chaser changed its name to somebody else?
I know, exactly. And we get banned, and then we get unbanned.
But this is permanent.
But this is a permanent fucking ban.
I love that of all the things to get banned for, it was just basically changing your name to Angus Taylor. It's a victimless crime.
I sort of think that, like, doesn't this mean that everyone whose name is Angus Taylor should be banned? And what an absurd situation.
I mean, I'm tempted to change my name to Angus Taylor just to protest its decision.
Yes.
Except no one will know that I have, because my account will be banned. Gears from Road Microphone, and we're part of the Acast Creator Network.
There you are.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.